Azaleas didn't need any more watering, but Jen wanted to spend as much time as she could outside. The weather was perfect, with no clouds overhead, and the sun was beginning to set across the mountains, filling the sky with an entire crayon box of colors. But more importantly, Jen wanted a chance to get a glimpse of her new neighbor. She couldn't help but watch him earlier as he carried those heavy boxes out of his truck. His hard biceps stretched the sleeves of the tight shirt he was wearing up until the point where Jen's prayers were answered, and he finally removed it. Jen was beginning to think she would need to call it a day without seeing him again, when suddenly...
Michael didn't feel like doing much more than sitting on the couch and relaxing after the full day of moving. But he just had to come up with an excuse to meet this cute new neighbor. He debated asking for a cup of sugar, but that seemed too trite. Instead, he would just go for a walk, and if he happened to run into her, well, that would just be serendipitous, wouldn't it? Good afternoon.
He appeared to be walking closer to her, in an effort to say hi and wave. She let go of the hose. Oh no!
Here, let me help.
As they fought to catch the out-of-control hose, the sexy neighbor's hands grazed against hers, and she felt his body against her skin. She was embarrassed to be in the situation, but that wasn't going to keep her from enjoying it. You're all wet. I'm so sorry. Her neighbor was covered in water, with his clothes now sticking to his muscular torso. Come on in. Let me get you a towel. The words came out before she realized what she had said. Did she really just invite him into her home?
Michael couldn't believe it. Surely, he could have just gone back to his own house to dry off, but she was asking him in. Maybe she had ulterior motives, or maybe she was just being a friendly neighbor. Either way, he wanted to see where this would go. Thank you.
Jen scrambled into the laundry room to pull out the nicest towel she had. Surely the neighbor wouldn't judge her based on a towel, but she didn't want to chance it. Here you go.
Thank you. He took the towel from her without breaking eye contact. There was definitely something between them. An instant, undeniable mutual attraction.
Jen wondered what she was supposed to do next. She supposed she could offer him a drink, but she didn't have anything to serve him. It had been a few weeks since she had a chance to go to the store, and her house wasn't ready for guests.
I'm Michael, by the way.
Jen.
Perhaps if that attraction wasn't so obvious, Michael wouldn't have been so bold. But as he'd learned playing poker, when you're dealt a good hand, there's no point in holding back. You go all in.
As Jen was about to open her mouth and offer him that drink she didn't have, his unbroken stare moved closer to her as he leaned in. Not questioning it, she leaned in to match him. And before she knew it, they were kissing.
I've been waiting to do that all day.
I wish you hadn't waited so long. She felt like she needed to pinch herself again. There was no way this was happening. He looked like the cover of one of those romance novels that she used to devour on lonely Sunday afternoons. But if she started with the pinching, she'd never stop. It was easier to just accept that some way, somehow, this was really happening.
His hands explored her body, still wet from the hose. Eventually, those hands rested where they were comfortable. One on her back, holding her up against him, and the other on her neck, gently cradling her head into his.
He was an amazing kisser. So amazing, in fact, that it sent a shiver down her spine.
Are you cold?
Now that he mentioned it, it was cold in the room. Though his body's warmth kept things comfortable. She wanted to curl up against it like a fireplace on a winter evening. A little, I suppose.
For a split second, Michael questioned what he would say next. He knew what he wanted, but he worried that perhaps it wasn't what Jen wanted. Luckily, The kiss she gave him provided the confidence he needed to abandon such doubt. "Then how about we get out of these wet clothes?"
"That sounds like a plan, neighbor. I'll just throw these in the dryer." She couldn't remember ever feeling this comfortable being naked in front of anyone. In fact, it was more than comfort. The look on his face as he took all of her in gave her an erotic thrill. Perhaps even more than the thrill she had looking at his perfect body. Standing there in front of her, like a marble statue in her living room. "Now, what can we do while waiting for them to dry?" The words came out coy and flirty. She almost giggled as she was saying them. But if it was ever a question, his body made it obvious that he was thinking the same thing she was. And it was obvious in a very big way, pointing right at her.
"We could always fuck."
"That's one way to welcome you to the neighborhood."
"Baking a pie is more traditional."
"Oh, I could give you a pie."
He smiled at the notion, then pulled his body against hers, kissing her again, harder, more passionately than before. "Sounds delicious."
She took his hand and led him to the bedroom.
He lifted her and tossed her onto the bed, then spread her legs and dove his face into her pie, warm and moist, as if it had just come out of the oven.
He was an expert with his tongue, rubbing it all over her, all around and into the right places, driving her wild. When he put his mouth around her clit and began kissing it, her eyes rolled back into her head. It was as if he was an expert in her body, knowing exactly what she needed and the precise moment when she needed it.
Michael was in complete control of her beautiful body and loved the intensity of her pleasure. When she fell back against the bed, it only made his lust for her stronger.
The sound of his enjoyment only made her crazier for him. There was no way a man could be this perfect. Where had he been all her life? She could lie there all day and enjoy him, but she was impatient. "I need you inside me."
Michael loved hearing her moans and would have happily kept going, but he wasn't about to tell her no. Not when he wanted her so badly he could barely take it.
He climbed out from between her legs and crawled up towards her, kissing her skin along the way. Each kiss sent a tingle of ecstasy throughout her entire body. When he finally reached her mouth and slid inside her, she nearly couldn't take it. He felt unbelievable.
He couldn't imagine anything better than this. She unleashed the animal inside him and allowed the instinct to take over. Their bodies had become one, and in the process, he'd given up control, allowing himself to sit back and enjoy the ride.
He held her down, making love to her with a passion she didn't even know was possible. All the while, he looked at her and she knew he was in the moment, thinking only of her, and that quickly drove her to a powerful climax. That was unbelievable, Michael.
I suppose the clothes are dry now.
Yeah, but I'm not. Thank you.
Thank you.